So that was the third time I went to a Turkish prison for trying to solicit a midget Chinese hooker.
I was wondering about what
shit
happened.
We're on. Okay. Well, anyway,
this is the Winterhouse Podcast.
Yeah, number 73. My name's David.
I'm Tony.
And I'm Kelly.
And I'm Emily.
Fucking proud. Yep. Nailed it.
Growing
Nailed
up.
It. Let's redo it. No, I'm just joking.
Hashtag
Wait, erase it.
That's right. That's some real stuff. Do we care if Yakuza Kiwami is coming to PC in February?
I don't know. Not only what that is, but what you were saying.
Yeah, I completely missed that. Repeat that, Dave.
He's like, you know I don't speak Spanish. It's just a game that's coming to PC. Evidently, it's a headline on a news site that nobody cares about.
All right, so give it up for Yakuza Koala.
Cool.
It's coming out on PC.
You know
God
what people,
bless you.
You know what people will care about?
What?
The new Vikendi map, snow map for PUBG is coming, is now available on PS4 and Xbox One.
Nobody that we know cares about that.
No,
I mean,
I
who
certainly
knows?
Don't.
I never played the snow mission. I heard it was actually really fucking cool. Who knows? Maybe one of these days I'll turn on PUBG again.
Yeah.
Maybe.
A
whole lot of maybes.
That's four maybes.
Maybe I'll also
even
finish
from Dave.
The backlog, and maybe I'll also finish this room, and maybe I'll stop moving shit around.
I'm going to help you finish the room. We're going to do that.
I'm working my way through Final Fantasy 12 right now.
I'm working my way downtown.
Walking fast.
That's right.
Faces fast, and you're homebound.
That's right.
Awesome.
All right, so go ahead. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
So we seem to talk about Anthem seems to come up a lot in our in our podcast.
It's a hot commodity.
It's a hot commodity, much like Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
I love all that old shit that like we've said that we just still make fun of.
That was not that
it's
old.
So funny.
No, that was
not
true.
That old, but
yeah.
It's still great.
It's still it's funny still now that I'm hearing how dumb it sounded.
Anthem won't support 60 frames a second on Xbox One X and PS4 Pro. Who expected it to? Like, did people just
PC
assume?
Gamers?
Yeah, probably
did
PC gamers.
Did you just assume my frame rate?
Like, how dare you?
How dare you?
It's male.
See, here's... I don't know. I'm not going to say here's the thing, because I say that all the fucking time. Here's the thing.
It was terrible.
The only people that care about that shit... Well, I'm probably wrong with this.
Are the Nazis.
Nazis.
Say it. You can
Nazis
say
Nazis and PC gamers.
Yep.
They care about
what's
wow.
the difference.
The Nazis still exist.
For some reason, all PC gamers want 7,600 frames per second.
Yep.
Where? That's I how much my PlayStation 4 runs. I don't know what you guys are doing differently.
I believe we've had this conversation before, but I think 30's fine. That's what your eyes kind of adjust to that anyway. If your eyes are faster than that, then congratulations, and I wish I didn't have glasses on.
Yeah, I see 10,000 frames per second.
I bet you do. You don't even blink, though.
You literally just see the Matrix.
Yeah.
At all times.
Yeah, it's just ones and zeros coming down everybody's faces and shit like that.
So, they're giving away PlayStation Glass, man.
They're giving away PlayStation Classics
with an
iPhone.
Yeah,
XR.
Weird flex, but okay.
10R, however you say it.
The XR.
Opposite of a flex.
I think they call it the 10R. I'm not sure.
See, the funny thing is, when I see it, I see 10R, and isn't that a drug? The name of a drug?
I don't
know.
I
don't think so.
Tenor.
That's
like a saxophone.
Yeah, I know,
yeah, that is
like
a saxophone.
Isn't that like a dime bag? You call it a 10R?
No. Nobody.
I don't know how they do it, but I don't know anything about that.
No,
it's literally not a thing. Maybe the people up the county, but we don't care about them.
Wait, tenor? Yeah, your tenor's a musical thing too, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a saxophone.
Like a
maybe I'm making things up.
So let me get this straight. So not only at the end of the day, you like have to be disappointed at the fact that you now own an iPhone.
What?
They also shit on you by making you take a Sony PlayStation Glass.
I'm just not
going
to get into the iPhone argument.
You know, in all honesty, you go home at the end of the day and a situation like that, you're sitting in your, kitchen and you got a PlayStation Classic in front of you and an iPhone
and
it was given to you for free.
Steak knife
and
it all.
You put your hand on top of the PlayStation and you just stab your down through your hand, down through the PlayStation.
And through the iPhone, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Through the jugular.
Just through the whole thing. So
escalate it quickly.
Well, it does because you know how we feel about iPhone.
I know.
And if you don't, please listen to the podcast. And you will.
I do.
Do not get me triggered.
I very clearly love mine.
It's happening. But anyway, it is what it is. I think that that is a move out of desperation. I think Sony is like, you know what? It was a piece of crap. People are mad about it. Let's just give it away with the closest dumbasses we can find, which would be Apple.
Actually, which kind of reminds me, do you know how much a chili pepper weighs?
A chalupa?
A chili pepper. Pepper.
A chili pepper.
Yeah, give it away. Give it away.
Give it away. Give it away now. Give it away now.
Yeah. So maybe they're deciding that. I don't even know. I was going to go somewhere with that, but then I lost it.
Okay. I had a train of thought. Wow. I heard Carrie talking the other room.
Yeah, I did too. Shut the fuck up, Carrie. Just kidding. I love you.
So we have some Resident Evil 2 news.
Yes. You're really excited.
Please get into that.
You're so excited.
I grew up Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite.
Is that
my
the one,
favorite one.
Wait, is that the one inside the police station?
Yes.
Okay. I played more of that one than any other one that I've ever played.
Yeah.
With See, that said, I might get it.
Part of me kind of wishes, wow.
I'm so sorry.
What the?
I'm going to put that away.
I guess I'll just shut the
put
fuck
it in
up
your
then.
Booby pocket. Okay,
I
go
am.
Ahead.
I'm sorry.
More than anything about Resident Evil 2, I love the music.
Yeah.
And part of me wishes that, like, either via unlocking or DLC, that you can get access to, like, the original, like, soundtrack to that game. Cause that would be amazing.
It would be absolutely amazing. I'm
Anything
sorry.
Else you guys want to do to railroad my...
I'm sorry. I was turning my phone on Story silent here. Because I just realized it
Wait,
wasn't.
I mean,
we are
I can,
so unprepared.
I can help.
All right.
Yeah, I'm actually excited for Resident Evil 2 also because, and it didn't even start there. It started with every classic game that we love that they're remastering. I hope that they continue to do this.
Yeah.
Now there's a new mode that is happening with Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
The new mode. I didn't read exactly what it was. Did you?
It's called the Ghost Survivors mode.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
It basically kind of like. Is a mode where you can actually just kind of explore the police station and you like get points for like everything you do.
Right.
So it's kind of like a score system, which is nice for like personal challenges or
right.
for like speed gamers or what's the word I'm looking for? The people who do it quick. Speed run.
Speed running, GDQ, word. Games done quick.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like a little added challenge.
Now I have a question.
Yeah.
Did they release the trophies for it yet? The list of trophies?
Don't think so. It may be available because I know the game broke street date earlier in Europe.
Okay,
so people in like Australia, that's obviously not in Europe. But
I was just gonna let you. I was gonna let you sort that out, and you did great.
It was also it also came out early in Australia, and people have been like streaming it and buying it already.
Oh, okay,
so.
Yeah. Don't you hate when that happens?
Yeah.
Don't you wish everything could come out at the same time?
Just broken street day here.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, come on.
But I think it's really awesome that they're coming out with a free skin pack for like characters, and one of them is like the old PS1 pixelated like character costumes. And I like a nod to the original. You can play the pixelated Leon or Claire, like when everything.
I enjoy when they do that.
Yeah.
They should have did a button.
I enjoy
like,
pixelated Bukak.
Oh my
the
god.
The best.
I'm going to put that right out there.
Oh pixelated Sopuku.
Yep.
What the fuck? I like when they do that with games like when they did with Halo, how you can switch from new to old at the flick of a button. It'd be cool
flick
if they
of
did
a button,
that.
Buddy.
Just flick it.
Flick of a button.
Just it'd be cool if they
you flick a button. Push. Fuck. You're working too hard.
You flick switches. But anyway, I think it would be cool if they did that. And you, the second you hit the button, it turns like to that real pixelated, you know, old style. That'd be really cool.
That would be really.
Ooh,
cool.
They should do that with the new Final Fantasy VII. They're never gonna deliver
that.
Maybe someday.
They should also do that with Unicorn. You hit a button, it turns into a leprechaun. It's basically
Perfect.
The same.
You should
thing.
Just hope for a new Final Fantasy game at this point,
for
rather
real.
Than a remake.
You know, I'm fine. I'm good with it. Don't make a new one. I'm not going to buy them anymore. I think I'm done.
Of course.
Fuck you. Yeah. I'll buy them all
I know.
myself.
I know. It sounds crazy.
You and Eric both.
Yeah. I mean, I still haven't played the new Tomb Raider that's sitting over here.
I bought Final Fantasy 13 for $1. Nice. And I still think I overpaid.
Yeah, probably.
I didn't
mind
it. They
should have paid you to take that.
Yep.
I didn't mind it. You know, I would really like to get into Realm Reborn again, but I just can't bring myself to pay monthly for anything like that.
Yep.
I did the free, you could basically, like, at one time, you could play it up until level 50, I think it was, which was kind of a lot of gameplay. That was a huge amount of gameplay. But then after that, you had to pay for it.
Yeah, it's like a monthly subscription.
I'm trying to, like, lock my chair is why I'm looking weird.
I do love the fact that, like, the remake of Resident Evil is, like, is twice as long as the original.
Wait, like did they add content?
Oh, really?
And they
changed cutscenes around. Got pretty much like a brand new story.
Now, who did that? What do you know? What the developer's name is?
Capcom.
Capcom? Yeah. Oh, they did it themselves.
You may have heard of them.
I absolutely have heard of them.
Who's Capcom? Wait, what's Monster Hunter?
Yeah. Why is Monster Hunter?
Why?
What?
So, talking to Monster Hunter. We can segue into that real quick. We're not going to get in depth with this. It's just really cool. Monster Hunter World 5.1 update actually added ultra wide 21.9 support, which is actually
push to talk.
Yeah. So that's amazing. I can't imagine seeing that on a screen, like an ultra wide screen.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only seen ultra wide screens a couple times with some friends and my brother. It's not for me, but I think it does look beautiful on some games.
Yeah. Some games, but I just feel like most of the time it just makes your perspective. It's too hard to see everything that's going on all around you.
Yeah. I mean, I have glasses on anyway, so if I actually look left and right, my peripherals.
You kind of have a block.
I have a block. I could actually look right now over to Emily and she's gone. She just doesn't exist.
Can't see me.
Right. So how would an ultra wide screen, you know, help me? It really wouldn't.
No, I mean, and even
because
me myself,
no, ultra wide.
Like, need to get some
because
contacts.
Because ultra
so
wide, yeah.
It's
I tried right contacts. It's not great.
Not for you.
No.
I got a question for you.
I have an answer.
What the fuck is Realm Royale?
Realm
That's a good
Royale
question,
because
I don't
is,
know either.
It sounds
it's,
awful.
It's a battle royale game.
That's it. Ew, you can nope, end, nope, you can end there.
Yeah.
All good.
Because it's out for PS4 open beta.
I played it. It's not great.
I want to close that beta.
Is it?
I want to take the open beta and close
Can
it.
We,
yeah. It was Red Dead 2 that started doing the Battle Royale thing, right?
I don't want to talk about it.
No, I don't care
about
it.
Did we already talk about it?
I think we already talked about it, and I don't want to talk about it.
I can't remember the name of what they're
Asked
calling
Asked and answered.
Her. Yeah.
Asked and answered, yeah. Same thing with Jump awful. Force.
Junk Force?
Junk Force.
Junk Force. I said Jump Force.
Pretty much.
That's just another Smash game, I guess, another fighter game.
Yeah, with, basically what that is.
With characters across, you know, many, many different anime
as
and stuff
far
like
as
that.
I know, they're all named Sasuke.
Sasuke?
I mean, all named Sasuke.
Yeah. There's like a Sasuke in like every anime. Yeah,
exactly. Well, it's got,
it's got Gokus and.
Gokus, and yeah.
Tokyo Drift.
Whatever.
It's got the Tokyos.
It's got the Tokyo
But anyway,
Drift.
I'm so over these remakes. Okay, so we've said it before. You take one good game, and then you just make a new theme or UI and stick it over it. That's what they're doing.
Yeah,
that's all they're doing. They've been doing that since, what, Killer Instinct and
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Yeah. So I
was talking about this during my stream with Eric yesterday. Everyone losing their mind over Mortal Kombat 11. I'm looking at the
Why
footage.
Though?
And I'm like, Who cares? Like,
yeah,
it's still
Mortal
just
Kombat
Mortal
10.
Kombat.
I'll get it when it's on sale for like $3 in the PlayStation store.
You're doing Mortal Kombat 10 with Ronda Rousey.
It's hard.
Okay.
It's really difficult. It's really difficult to enjoy these AAA games when they're the same fucking game over and over and over again.
I know.
Again.
I have dual monitor setup, people.
Right.
I can just play Mortal Kombat 10 and jerk it to Ronda Rousey at the same time.
They don't
need to make a whole new game for me.
Exactly. It's the same fucking thing.
It's
so
more
the other day.
Work.
I mean, how considerate of you to make a game for Tony to jerk off to, but I mean, he can still do that without that.
We don't need it. It's fine.
So
but do we want
it? It's very difficult when Scorpion says, get over here, because I'm like, dude, I'm trying, all right?
I can't come through the screen, all right?
The other day, this goes into something else that happened the other day. Okay. I don't know if I've talked about it. Brandon and I were playing Portal Knights together. Okay. That is a fantastic game.
I saw they just started a new
event. We had a great, great time playing that game. And he's like, I'm like, well, this is a great game. This is a great indie. And he goes, wait, this is an indie? It's so good. And I'm like, yes, people don't understand that indies are the different thing. Yep. Indies are not the same AAA fucking game over and over and over again. Now, yes, it looks a little bit like Minecraft and blah, 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 but you can do so much more with it. And the base is there. I get it. I'm a hypocrite, whatever. But still, indies are so different from one game to another. It's insane. And yes. I think that's
5 minutes that I watched you play that the other day. Like,
yeah, it's,
it was awesome.
Yeah, that was the greatest 5 minutes of your life. I know it. But anyway, I implore people to, you know, search around for an indie. Try a couple of them. You might be surprised.
I'll get on my snowboard and I'll give you an indie.
There's this game indie. Stellaris?
Stellaris, yeah. That's an indie.
Pretty expensive indie. It's $60.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Never mind. Hold on. That's for the deluxe edition. Standard edition is $40.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's a... strategy game. And I'm looking at a picture of it. All right, it looks strategic.
It looks really cool.
You'll probably read about it.
Yeah, but it's not. Wait, it's read? Not.
Yeah,
but these, what? You know, all these games that come out like that. I mean, they're kind of fun, but I don't know. They just these AAA remakes.
Speaking of AAAs, there is a ginormous rumor among the media right now that Fallout 76 is going free to play.
That would not surprise me.
What?
And the second they do that, I'm done.
I'm
absolutely 100% done.
That's dumb.
Because that means they are giving up on the game. They're going to start microtransactioning the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
And they're moving on. That is a death of a game, in my opinion. I know that some free-to-play games work really well, hey, like Fortnite.
It's been...
But it started that way.
The thing about it is, though, too, which blows my mind, is it's been only maybe a quarter of a year since it's released, not even at this point, maybe a few months, and they're considering doing that. That just tells me that you should have put more time into developing a game that you thought would last a little bit longer.
Also, yeah. Please give me my money back.
But then also, again, same.
If this never goes free-to-play, I'll keep my... You keep my money. Right. But the second this goes free to play, it really, really bothers me and give me my money back.
I don't really.
Well, good thing I got the handsome edition on today, rumors, so we can play that.
I mean, rumors are like buttholes. I want to lick them.
Here's some good news. Since how you seem to trigger me there for a few minutes, Amazon has Assassin's Creed Odyssey right now for $25. That is a fantastic deal. If you don't have it,
is a low price.
That's probably the lowest price you can pay for about 100 hours of gameplay.
100 games of hours. You
100
said
games of hour back. Play.
I knew you were
$25 Assassin's Creed Odyssey. While you're at it, I'm sure you could find Assassin's Creed Origins for $20. Get both of them under $60. You'd be doing pretty good deal.
You have a lot of hours of gameplay ahead of you.
I'm gonna hook that up.
Okay, so I was reading something earlier today. It was called a retro review of the Metal Gear Solid Legacy Collection.
Okay.
Where they rated it 5 out of 5 stars. The game came out in 2000. And it's just like, you know, all the Metal Gear Solid. Which kind of like started me thinking, why? Like, what's the point of the retro review? Like, everyone's played them. You can find the reviews of the games, like, the day they came out.
It's the same game.
Everywhere on the internet.
Right.
So, like...
Why review retro games?
Like, I'm not going to go review Dig Dug.
Because it's been done a million
times.
Also,
I'm not going to play Dig Dug.
For the record, I like Dig Dug.
Would you review it?
No.
Exactly.
Right. No. That's the point that he's getting at. You know, these games have been reviewed a million times over, and at this point, half of them are, you know, almost older than I am.
It's just, it doesn't. No.
Here's my review of Dig Dug. You dig, and then afterwards, you dug.
The end.
Like, you're right,
like
though.
Learning a hooker's first name. Like, what's the point?
What's the point? Yeah. It does seem weird. Like, Okay, so did they remaster them at all?
No.
They just put them on one disc.
Two discs. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Educate yourself.
Two discs. Two discs. Obviously, it's not dual layer, because if it was dual layer, they'd be able to do one disc.
I don't know. Like Metal Gear Solid 4 is kind of like on one disc.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much... One disc is literally Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah.
And it's the PS3.
If they didn't do anything to these games, you're correct. It seems stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, Shadow of the Colossus, since they remastered it,
that
would make sense.
It's technically a remake.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think that we should jump on this train of reviewing these retro games.
I don't want to jump anywhere, dude.
We should do full...
Have you seen me? I'm fat.
We should do full 100% reviews of all the Atari games.
Hey, why not?
Well, easy. I have a box at home that will show you the list of them.
Nice.
Just a list?
And physically,
you have an entire box for a list.
I have an entire box of Atari. Oh my god!
Got him!
Nailed it!
All right, so let's review ET for Atari.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I have that.
We don't need to.
The ET flown home.
Atari
the desert. What's the
word? When they dug it up, it was the junkyard landfill.
Yep.
Yeah, they ended up finding all.
Too bad they didn't do that for Superman 64. God, that was the worst game ever.
Superman 64? Yeah. Now, hold on.
Why would any Superman game actually be good?
This is true. Don't people feel the same way with Super Mario World 2? I mean, Super Mario 2?
I love that game.
What?
I love that game.
It's great.
Yeah. It was an amazing game.
Yeah. It was
amazing. Yeah, I was about to say, I'm pretty sure the general consensus was a lot of people liked that game.
Yeah, oh, I always thought people fucking hated that
game. Maybe it was a different one you were thinking of. I mean, there are a billion.
Three is questionable, but still pretty great.
Right now, there is also a buy one, get one free video game for PS4 and Xbox One at Target. Not a game, but like games. Some games. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You can do buy one, get one free right now at Target.
Oh, nice.
And I didn't know that until I just
saw it. Wait, games?
Games.
Yeah. That's where I'm going on Friday.
Yeah. Quit playing games in my heart.
Target.
So you've heard of...
There's also select Nintendo Switch games, Xbox 360, and PS3 games, which means they're probably trying to get rid of 360 and PS3
games. Have you seen like the PS3 and Xbox 360 games section at Target?
No.
It's literally just a pile.
Yeah, it's not even set up or anything.
Did it turn into one of those $5 bins?
No, the thing is,
it's like a $5 shelf.
On a $5 shelf, but they're just all like still like $39.
I don't understand. And it's not even anything good.
There's no organization to it. They're all just scattered in. You'll find some like Wii U games in there sometimes, and like some Xbox 360 games, maybe some like
random possum.
You'll find a possum in there.
So, you've heard of Luigi's Mansion, but have you heard of Waluigi's Apartment, where he just beats you with a vacuum cleaner?
Nice.
I just want to let people know that the games at Target, so Mario and Rabbids, is currently listed at full price despite being $40 everywhere else.
And despite being Mario and fucking Rabbids. Okay.
Rabbids is great.
I don't. First of all.
One more and then you're gone.
Stop
please do not.
I was just gonna say. I was just gonna say. Strike one.
Strike two. This is strike one with the fucking coin.
The coin. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I wasn't the only one that made a nuisance. I don't wanna...
But he's got tenure.
I gave you a present today.
He got carte blanche.
Tenure. I love it. Do we agree that Xbox players are better gamers than PS4 and PC gamers?
What?
Better at what?
Well, that's what it says. It says that a survey finds Xbox players are better gamers than PS4 and PC.
I liked the way the title of that was worded.
Of course Xbox players are better than
PS4 gamers. Xbox gamers are better than PlayStation players.
Because they've only got their
gamers
Gears of War to play. So they've been playing that Gears of War for like 15 years now.
Yeah, you're going to master that one game.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Emily, what were you saying?
I was saying I liked the way that the article was worded.
They called
Xbox gamers gamers, but PlayStation gamers were just players. They weren't.
It's true. It does say Xbox players.
Yep.
No, are better gamers. No. This does say Xbox players are better gamers than PS4 and PC players.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just players.
Have you heard what? I know this is going to sound like a rhetorical question, but have you heard what Pamela Anderson had to say? Is that This society is losing all its good men to PlayStation and pornography.
That is, I love that.
Yeah.
That's a true, great though. Quote.
Absolutely. When did she say that?
I don't know.
Sometime before she died.
Whenever it was the last time that Pamela Anderson said anything of importance.
It was actually,
which is actually hard to believe she ever did.
I mean, but she was on her deathbed when she said that. That was her dying quote.
I think the last thing she ever said that was important was counting backwards from 10. She was getting her tits wide open.
Oh my God.
Oh my I don't understand God. What that means.
But. Wow.
I'm sorry. That was bad.
You're not, though.
Days Gone is going to be coming out real soon.
Yeah.
I'm actually excited about that.
I honestly had no idea what it was.
Days Gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Until recently. I just found out that it was a PlayStation exclusive.
It is. Now, what do you?
One of the many, I might add.
One of all Love of them. Yep. Now, what do you think about it? Do you think it's going to be... Do you have high hopes for it? Do you have any hopes for it? Or do you want it? How bad do you want it?
I'll check it out. I mean, I coming from somebody who is gushing about Resident Evil 2, the remake of the 1998 game, this might sound hypocritical.
Way to sell it.
Zombies.
You're just done with it?
Yeah.
It's overdone.
Use and abuse.
I understand that. And we've said that before, too. Like, zombies, we're just like, okay, we fucking get it. And I'm just, I do hope that it's good. I hope they do okay. But I do wish it was something else other than zombies.
I'll definitely check it out.
Give us aliens. Give us some fucking aliens. Actually, I don't know if you could do that. Zombies zombie have more aliens. Of a humanity.
Zombians.
Zalians?
Zalians.
Aliens. Boom. Got it.
Coined and nailed it. Yeah.
Someone
want to TM that TM. As fast as they can.
So I want to let you know some exciting news. Please try to remain in your seat and don't rush out to buy it.
Okay.
Microsoft's Xbox One Elite wireless controller is on sale.
All right.
For $127.
Over. Oh my God.
That's disgusting.
What the fuck?
My brother got one of those, and the only thing I liked about it is that there were weights on it that you could change out. You could change like the weight of the actual controller.
That's pretty cool.
And I thought that was kind of cool because sometimes... You need
I do
a
the same thing
weight.
With my PlayStation controller. I just tie a brick to it. It didn't cost me $127, David.
Yeah.
It only costed you about $60 to replace it once it split in half.
Did you? Well, speaking of the weights, there's some, like, if you buy, I can't remember what one it is. I think it's just a Razer MX something. You can actually change the weights on the inside of the mouse. There's a reason.
I can do the same thing on my mouth. $20, Amazon, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're shopping, but yeah. I'm gonna have to give you a crash course.
But anyway, it's kind of a neat thing to, you know, it doesn't give you an edge. It just helps you in certain games to have it a little heavier or a little lighter.
Oh, so this kind of brings me to like another little nugget of news. There's a whole article about it, but I honestly didn't read the article because. I just stopped dead in my tracks at the title.
Who the fuck reads?
It just says EA doesn't care what their fans want.
Right.
Surprise, I guess.
Yeah. It's really true. I mean, when you make so much money, you kind of stop caring. Even though all the developers and everyone that makes games and consoles and everyone, they always, you're helping us do this. We need your feedback and we're doing this and this and this. I mean, in all reality, what are they doing? They're taking a mass of ideas. They're using it just to get your money.
Yep. Yeah.
They don't really give a fuck about you.
They don't give a fuck about their developers either.
They really don't. They really don't. It's all money. It's all numbers. It's all. Yeah. But it's the same with every type of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
They're just like,
I'm going to say one sentence. I'm actually going to say two words that definitively and once and for all prove that EA doesn't give a fuck about anybody. And Kelly will agree with me on this. Skate 4.
Yeah.
What the fuck is it?
Where?
Dude, seriously.
My PlayStation. That's for sure. Trust me, I looked.
And I don't want that session bullshit that they announced from another completely different developer that's, you know, creating. Yeah.
You know what we do? We can burn this mother down.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
Call EA right now. Call them.
Let's get them on the phone.
Dial them up.
Does anybody have their number?
Hold on. I'm looking it
Kelly's
up.
Kelly's on it.
I'm we should
gonna give them a call and we're gonna record
we should get
this.
EA oh, we should get EA on the line and just say why.
Why? Yep. Please.
What the fuck is just wrong with you? Why?
Hold on.
Tell us why.
Hold on. Elec.
Are you
Tron?
So Sony has just announced a new dual pack video game. It's got God of War and Detroit Becoming Human together.
What?
Wow.
Does that seem odd?
I mean, it's kind of a weird combination, but...
Yeah, but...
It's PlayStation 4 Dual Pack is what they're calling it.
PlayStation 4 Dual Pack.
Hey, okay. Does this seem like the right number for EA?
Let me see.
Why are you asking him? Does he work for EA?
I thought he did.
Yes.
He knows.
Yes, that it looks exactly like the number for EA. Right. It does look like it's a long-distance number, so hopefully you don't get nailed for $15.
It's EA. You will.
Ooh, yeah.
You will.
Yeah,
right 50. In their pocket.
You know what?
They're going to call you right now. We heard you guys talking. It's 50, not 15, so...
You know what? On second thought, I don't want to actually do that, so...
hey.
EA's not worth that much of my money.
Yeah. It's really not. It's really not. I think these dual pack PlayStation 4 games is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
If the games make sense together, I feel like that's, you know, that's okay.
Yep.
But if they don't make sense, like when they released God of the War... Whole... Detroit Becoming Human, yeah, seems
what
odd.
They did was they released the whole Quantic Dream pack, which was Detroit,
right.
Heavy Rain, and what the fuck is the other
game?
Beyond.
See, those made sense to me.
Yeah.
That actually makes sense.
Released all of them together,
yeah.
And they're like, hey, this you is can like, pay like $49.99
yeah,
for this.
They did that 3 fucking days after I bought Detroit.
Yep.
Of course.
It's the same price.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
But really?
Luckily, I own. They're I already like, own Beyond. I already own Beyond and Heavy Rain.
Yeah, so do I.
Right.
So.
PlayStation Plus. So.
Right.
So, I mean, it's the same situation as being like, "Oh, I'm going to give you, Hellblade and Yonder on a
it's
dual
like,
pack."
Well, they're
both
in the same
spectrum,
but
that's not the first time that's happened.
It's really not.
I bought The Witcher 3 for PC, and then literally 2 days after, they announced The Witcher 3 Complete Edition, and I'm
yep.
Like,
you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Fucking die.
Yeah, they did that after I bought The Witcher 3 too. I think it's actually around the same time that
Witcher
I bought
3
the
Witcher 2?
Is that like 10-2? Final Fantasy 10-2?
This is 3 squares, so it's like The Witcher 9.
Yeah,
Witcher it's 9. The Witcher.
Yeah, I'm not exactly 9. Sure how the math works though.
The Witcher.
Actually, I'm about 40 years ahead of you guys.
You're about 40 years ahead of me? Is Final Fantasy 7 remake out?
Actually, no, they're working on Final Fantasy 3.
Final Fantasy 3. Okay. I don't know where to go with that. Emily, you're out. Take it away. What do you want to talk about?
Please go. Please go. Oh my God, that's so funny. What are you going to do?
Hey,
oh,
so
fucking nutcase.
The beta for Anthem actually comes out on the 25th.
Okay.
Who's playing that with me?
I'm pretty sure I lost my receipt that had the code on it. So...
I just straight up didn't pre-order it.
But it said, oh, the only thing you're going to get is some sort of badge. I don't care.
I mean,
it's
I want to play it. I want to stream it because it could potentially get us some good views because people are going to be like, oh, I want to check this out before it comes
out.
You
are a fucking whore for those views, aren't you?
Dude, I am. But I don't want to sell my soul for them. But, you know. I mean, I basically already did that when I tried Overwatch.
I was gonna like go into detail about this next piece of news, like, and then I just stopped after like the second paragraph.
Mm-hmm, okay,
ready for this?
Yes.
Verizon is testing a game streaming service. Reports say the telecom giant is testing Verizon Gaming on select NVIDIA Shield set-top boxes, and I'm just like,
why?
I'm just in shock that those are even still a thing.
Yeah, the NVIDIA Shields. I mean, people are still buying those.
That,
I didn't know
they're
still
making
still like,
them.
I think they're still like $200.
And the thing about it is I haven't heard that name in like.
Wait, isn't it honestly just mobile games?
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know.
Basically what it would just be.
I thought it was just Android operating system like mobile games. I didn't think it was anything special at all.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's just mobile gaming streaming service.
Well, it sounds horrible.
It does sound horrible.
Horrible.
God, Verizon, what the fuck are you doing that?
Jesus Louise. I'm super fucking stoked for Shenmue 3, by the way.
He didn't want to pull a Kelly and just burp into the mic and really annoy Dave.
No, it's okay, but I'm really...
It's coming out in August. Actually did. I saw.
Shenmue 3?
Yeah.
I'm so fucking stoked about that game.
Yeah.
I played through the first half of the first one, like, last month.
So...
I still need to go back and play those, because randomly
they're difficult. Xbox.
I'm streaming The Division with Eric, and I can tell you, the more I play that game, the more I'm pumped for Division 2.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely getting that day one.
Yeah, the Division 2 will be pretty cool. Yeah. I'm pretty...
When I started playing it the other day, while I was watching you guys play it, I was like, damn, I forgot how good this game was. And I don't care if any haters out there are going to tell us that it sucks.
Still installing.
Yeah. No, it did. You get up to the door and I'm standing there and I'm like, oh, I wonder what that is. I didn't read it.
Yeah.
I was just standing there, like waiting for the door to open. Finally, I read it and I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'll just stand on this side of the fucking fence and wait for you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
It says I have 9 hours left. Because it literally tells you how long it takes to download the thing right on the fence.
Ugh. Yeah.
So I was on the fence about it.
Yeah.
Literally.
Anyway.
You were on the fence.
Yeah, I know, right? So PS4 consoles exclusives, since we were talking about it. God Eater 3. I never played any of the God Eaters, but I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
This new one looks really fucking cool, and it makes me kind of want to go back and play the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
If I can get my hands on them. Spelunky 2, if anybody's interested. I don't know how many people would be interested. Besides me.
Hey, stop that out there.
Is that you?
So rude.
Did you do that?
No.
Oh. You look down and then all of a sudden the horn went off.
The horn.
Use the force.
The force, Luke. But anyway, if anybody's curious, Spelunky looks really cool. And of course, Shenmue 3. Sorry, go ahead.
There's two games that you grossly overlooked, and it's an egregious error.
No, I know. I was just going through a couple that I just saw. What?
Talk about Sekiro.
Sekiro, okay.
And Ghost of Tsushima.
Okay.
Ghost of Tsushima actually has a release date now?
I would really like to play that one.
But I'm just saying they're PS4.
But the Sekiro one, I'm not going to, because it's probably going to be like the Dark Souls of 2020.
Oh, God.
19.
2019.
I had to remember where we were.
2019.
Where am I?
Yeah. So I probably won't play something like that, because it brings
obviously, and the lack of fart in the game.
Yes.
Right.
And Malaysia.
You laugh about the farts, but it was a fantastic time. I had a great time playing that game.
That was so awesome.
I'm really glad that you enjoyed
it. It was the fastest that I've ever beaten a full game all the way through. Which was 54 minutes and 10 seconds.
Oh, my
God. Wow, you actually beat that in one stream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
I've never been able to do that.
It definitely had about as much content as I thought it was going
to. Yeah, and that's what I thought, too.
I did it so fast.
He was gone by the time that I got to actually, like, tune into the stream, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
I was super confused about it. Yeah, I'm like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do now?
Chameleon game or some
shit. Oh, I started playing Croc. Yeah. Croc World.
Oh,
which is basically just Mario, like this cheesy Mario knockoff. I'm not even sure how it even landed on the PlayStation Store. It belongs in like the bowels of like the Switch.
It's one of those games
that you find when you buy a new cell phone, kind of like the Flappy Birds thing. When you buy a new cell phone, you go into the menu and you click on the like lollipop 100 times, and it pops up a game. That's the type of game that I thought it was going to be. But
all right, I don't know what to do with that.
Okay, well,
there's honestly, not a lot of.
There's like, another exclusive coming out called Judgment. It looks like Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah,
and it looks fucking dope.
Even played Sleeping
Dogs. God, I love Sleeping Dogs. It's so cool.
I played Watch Dog, and that told me more about the series than I ever needed to know.
I didn't play Watch Dogs. Yeah.
Watch Dogs 2 was so bad. It was comically bad. I remember complaining to Carrie because I wanted it so bad. I got it, played it for 3 days, and was like, I can't keep...
Okay, I got Watch Dogs when I first got the PlayStation 4.
And then she probably hated you for it.
She never knew. She knows now. Surprise.
I got Watch Dogs when I first got the PS4, and I tried to convince myself that I really liked it because I'm like, oh, it was like when the PS4 first came out, and I'm like, yeah, Watch Dogs. And then
that's the problem.
Yeah, I immediately flashed back to the last time I tried to convince myself that something was really good, and that was Saint Anger.
Saint Anger?
Yeah, by Metallica.
You mean like the only song by Metallica?
No, like the whole album.
Oh,
I sit down and I listen to it six times, and I'm like, it's Metallica. It's got to be good, right?
Right?
Do you remember me telling you that like I enjoyed that song?
Yeah, and I repressed that. Because if I actually remembered that, I would have you committed.
Did you listen to that cover yet?
No, I didn't.
The cover of Saint Anger?
No.
No. Oh,
this is about good music.
I commanded you.
I haven't
the other day.
I honestly haven't still had like a moment.
Fine.
And by that I mean I totally forgot.
Please,
I'm sure
give
you
me
did
a moment. There's also a game coming out called Heroes Ravage.
I've heard of that,
and it looks like a funny little cartoonish game. Okay, and those are the type of games I enjoy.
Dave
playing,
already bought
so
it.
Yeah,
it's already in my arsenal. I like weird games that look like Ni No Kuni.
Yeah,
that was right. I could not believe how great that is. But anyway.
Well, I mean, I think all four of us can agree how amazing Ni No Kuni 2 is.
I don't know,
I just
man
got like goosebumps
just
thinking about it. It's
I
so
just left Ding Dong L. I haven't even
you
touched the game.
You just did? Oh my
God.
Love
that fucking
I just
name
took down Master Pugnacious last night. And I'm very excited about
pound it.
It.
I'm just like, I'm spending
like,
my time. I'm spending 2019 clearing my backlog.
Dude.
So, and I'd just be Nier Automata.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. That was a fucked up game. Like,
yeah,
really.
I still
have
you
to
gotta beat it.
Yeah, I still have
I
to.
I am now Eric in the sense that I'm now just gonna harangue you about it. Beat me or
I'm gonna Automata. I'm gonna try a demo of it. I saw a demo of it on PS4.
You just borrow my copy. I'm done with it.
Well, I'm gonna try a demo before I do that.
Man, Nier Automata is so good.
Because
I really just gotta commit to be
I don't
want to
purchase another game. I don't want to purchase another game that I could say this that you guys really enjoy.
I'm gonna kill you
because I'm afraid it's gonna turn into Persona 5.
I'm gonna kill you.
Oh,
you're afraid
God,
that it's
David
gonna turn into an amazing game.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right.
What a travesty! That
no,
it turned
I
into a game with incredible substance
no
and depth.
I purchased
and almost
it
seemingly
no listen
endless gameplay.
Wow.
It's gonna
no
turn
listen
into a game
listen
where
listen
you're on a new game plus of like 164 hours.
No, hold on, hold what on, hold on. I couldn't get into it. I couldn't. I tried.
I can see, you know, I know
were
it's not
like
for everybody, but I'm very excited to play.
I tried.
Maybe playing like a different game and you didn't realize it?
I tried. I also
sure
looked on there and it said I had 22 minutes and 45 seconds playing the game.
Yeah.
I just
maybe
couldn't.
You were actually playing Dragon's Dogma. Because that happened to me all the time when I played Dragon's Dogma.
And then
like,
I bought the
it
remaster for PS4. And then I'm like, oh,
now I remember
this
why
game's fucking terrible.
You know what's
I
funny
forgot
about Dragon's Dogma? The very first, ogre, whatever, that comes to the gate.
Yeah.
I couldn't even figure out how to fucking climb on him to stab him in the back of the head, so I just gave up and never played it again.
Oh my God.
I'm like, this game sucks.
Everyone keeps telling
me. Because I can't figure it out.
It's you a know what sleeper I hit. You'll be surprised at how intuitive it
you
is.
You know what I
kept, I'm like,
what I did today on stream? What? I couldn't catch that fucking white horse, so I just shot it in the face.
I know, you did too. I was so
dude,
sad.
Dude, that horse
but
is the
like
fucking best.
It
it's
was such
best
a piece of shit to him, though.
No, you have
dude,
to go
yeah
so slow. So fucking
no
slow.
No, I mean, I caught it and got on it, but the controls
left
does
and right, buddy.
Yeah, I mean,
when he goes left, you go right. When he goes right, you go left. And you just do that three times, boom, he's yours for the rest of your life.
I mean, he's dead now.
Actually, there is a cutscene.
You
scene
shot him like 87 times. He just kept blasting it with his shotgun.
No,
like,
but listen, there is a time, there is a specific spot in the game, though, where this cutscene happens, and the horse just fucking disappears. And then you never see him again.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah. It fucked.
We're talking about
I
Red Dead,
not
right?
Yeah, weird. Red Dead.
The last thing
I
did
in
Red Dead
him, then
was I went on a hunting trip with a friend of mine to hunt this bear, and then the bear,
that's the beginning.
Like, the bear attacked me, and then they're like, oh, you can still keep hunting the bear. And I'm like, okay. So, like, I went and approached the bear, and then he charged at me.
Yeah, don't do
hit
that.
Hit me once, and then just, I literally just flew like, across the lake and died. And I'm like, I got my controller, and I'm just like,
he's like, I'm off. He gets
I'm
up
done
and walks away.
No more.
That's so
that's
funny
basically what I did I after I killed that
you
horse.
So mad.
Dude, I killed that horse and I was like, all right, this thing's pissing me off.
So
I'm done.
You guys would probably be excited that there's free Persona PS4 themes available for Persona 3 and 5 Dancing.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I already downloaded them.
Okay.
Well, Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, I okay.
Yeah, we already have.
I'm so sad. For those of us that
have, you know, fucking taste.
I'm so sad that you actually, you know what? I downloaded the Tetris Worlds dynamic theme and it's fantastic. I love it.
Listen, dude. I'm gonna make you a deal.
I downloaded your butthole and it was fantastic.
Thank you.
Play through Persona 5.
Play through it?
And I
like the whole. Oh, you're saying you did?
No, play, no. I'm telling you.
Play you're through. Telling you I will to play through
any
it.
Game that you want, and I'll stream it even.
No,
I'll play any game that you
that's
want.
That's not oh even my fun God. For me.
You haven't even gotten like
you've barely scratched the surface. Yeah, 22 minutes, and you don't.
Dude, you just, could tell him to stream Fortnite if you wanted. To.
I will do it.
Oh no,
I'll God. Stream games.
No, I don't want that. Don't we don't need all. That.
I will even stream me completing Super Meat Boy again. And I've took a solemn see, vow no to either. God and all of those guys.
It has to be some like My Horse Prince stuff.
I'll do it.
Some fucking weird bullshit
I,
like yeah. that.
I swore yeah. no
if it,
God.
If it gets weird. You to play Persona
and
5.
Lou Ferrigno and Joe Pesci. And all of those guys that I would never play Super Meat Boy again.
Maybe
ever,
you would
under
play...
any circumstances, and I will do it if you if
no.
you play more.
I know percent. What I would have you fucking play.
What?
Siggy.
What is it?
Siggy.
Yes.
I'll deal with the farts, man. I'll deal with them.
Do it.
You would have a great time.
It looked so much fun.
You would have such a great time.
Because you haven't even like
but you're telling me to
the
play
action.
You're
he
telling me
to
drop 100 hours into a fucking game.
Now, you know what?
Dude, the thing about it is if you're not
and I'm telling
as,
you to drop 55 minutes.
Dude, Dave, that's the thing about it, though, is if you're not as involved in the game as I am, say someone who's a completionist with the game, like I'm over 50% to platinuming that game, and I still have another playthrough
at least
to even
more.
Do it.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't even have to put in, like... anything
80,
close to that many hours.
80 hours
play
max.
Two more hours of it.
80 hours max.
Really? Get far enough into it
I
so
mean,
that
you don't have to play
like,
80 hours.
You get a true representation cool, of what the game's about. And I will play your Siggy farting game.
2 hours.
Never thought I'd fucking say that, but here we are.
2 hours. Yep. And you will play Siggy. And
on
will,
stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll stream it.
And it'll be awesome. Yep.
Blood oath. I never say those words, but we live in a world where Burger King and Pornhub teamed up to make fun of the president, who's Donald Trump.
What a world we live in.
What a world we live in.
I love living in that world. I will think about it.
I think it's a good.
Okay.
Good
I think
plan.
It's a good proposition.
Yep. We're gonna leave it out there. Offer it on the table, buddy.
I got forced to play Silent Hill, so you can.
You didn't get forced.
You I did
you
so.
Anything.
You
got
have to
treated
play that.
To play Silent Hill.
Treated.
I did not appreciate any part of that, so.
Yeah, I told you didn't actually have to do it. You're
no,
like,
I
no,
know.
No, I have to. I'm like, no, you don't have to do
no,
it.
No, because Tony would give me shit until the end of my days if dude, I didn't do it.
Here's a spoiler. I'm going to give shit no matter what you do.
This that's is true. Really 100% true.
So,
that's so true.
I'm going to keep going with my Spyro Sundays, though. It's been
Spyro
working well for me.
Spyro! I love Spyro so much.
Although,
and
I,
what's,
to, I don't know, two the of them, I, like, I got to some... In three, I guess, I got to one of the boss battles and, like, cannot beat the dude, so I just, like, gave up and started one. Then I got to another point
that's
that I couldn't
American
beat, so I just gave up and started Ripto's Rage again.
Once I get settled at my new place, I'm going to have Division Mondays with Eric, and you and me, Kelly, Overwatch Fridays.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Boom. Steve.
Sorry.
Don't break. All right, well... We're at an hour.
That's about all we got. I mean, the other news that we
wah,
wasn't really news.
It's just random miscellaneous just, stuff.
Like
really.
The last half hour of this.
Something about
yeah.
You guys want to do our ending skit?
We had an ending skit?
Yeah.
This is news to me.
I was gonna start talking like Charlie Brown and seeing if anybody else fucking followed through and stuff.
Not so much.
Just a whole lot of wah. All right. Well,
I'm not
that
really
sucks.
Invested. In what you're saying anymore, Dave. So, hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Emily, for
sitting here and listening to you guys talk.
Whatever you did. Oh, there's a nice set of jugs.
You see, I have to interject yours.
Dave, don't talk about me like that.
No, these are... Never mind.
Something about a Pokemon character almost made it into Smash.
with all the other Pokemon characters. And we're out.